Buenos días. Oh, buenos días. I hope you don't sleep this morning. I hope you wake up and listen to the sermon this morning. I'm glad to talk this morning. It's a privilege, you know, to talk about Him. It's a privilege to work for Him. It's a privilege to die for Him. And this morning, my family, my wife, is my two daughters and my daughter friend, they are with me this morning. And so when you have a family, they support you, it's great. When you have a family, they don't support you, it's great, you know. Not great because they don't support you, because simple, you have opportunity to bright. You have opportunity to show the light. And this is one of the things we want to talk this morning. And I want to talk a little bit about what happened in the Latino church. And Latinos is, you know, all the time when I'm coming and talking, Latinos is coming and emigrate different ways, illegal, legal, you know, different ways they come into America. They are here. Not only Latinos, people around the world, they come in here. And something happened in the world, the people emigrate to one place, to other place. Terrorism, you know. The point there is the world, we live in the darkness. And this is the point here. And when I go to stores and Marshall and here in Des Moines, like La Cruz, La Tapatia, you can see new faces, new people, you know, Latinos there. And I go to Marshalltown, it is the same way, you know, you can see new people, new Latinos, new immigrants, they come in. Not only Latinos, people from Asia, from Africa countries, they are here in Marshalltown, you know, and they work in the packing plant. And you can see different things, you know, there. And when you see all this kind together, this is, you think, what is my responsibility here? What is my direction here? And it is one, you know, we are the light. We are the light. And this is the point in our Christian life. And the light, what the effect of the light? We bright, you know. We can see, we can walk, you know, we can touch. It's good, you know, it's better. And all these immigrants, they come in, but they need to see in our life what is the light of Jesus Christ. And this is one is the situation happening, you know. Our Latino church in Des Moines, for example, we go to the comfortable cycle. This is the comfortable cycle, you know. They come to church, they bless in the sermon, and they go back, and they come back again. This is the comfortable, you know, comfortable life. And I say, guys, it is time to go outside. We go to knock-knock doors, we go to different places, you know. For example, Friday we went to Marshalltown, and we have events, parents to children, like a carnival, BBS, and we attended around maybe 60 people there, and but we was there, you know, and you can see only mothers and kids, because the parents, the father, they came tired for the work, you know, and they cannot make it, but it's, you can see a lot of opportunities when you go outside of the church. When you go outside of these four walls, and it's opportunity to give these people the life, the light of Jesus Christ. And this year, I wanna push this button in this way. I'm gonna appreciate your garage sale, the donation you give it to us. You know. Maybe for some people it's trash. Maybe it's not work. You know, you can give it to Woodland Hill for the next garage sale, and after taking Mario, you know, But we make it $2,300. $200, $300. $2,300. So, but thank you guys. And how you work in this light? We sold it and we pay part of the our bus transportation. We went 27 people to the Latino convention in Dallas, Texas. So this is good, you know. This is for you. And I hope next year you want to do the same way, you know. Give it to us. All this kind of thing, you don't want it. It's okay. We can make deals with people. And so it was very blessing. And after when we came back from the convention, we planning our next camp, family camp in Earlham. We attending around 100, 110, 115 people. And coming people from Nebraska and Iowa. And this is opportunity, you know, how the opportunity to Jesus is the light of our life. And we have more events, and we continue working within Him. It's like a ministry you can see online, you know, for Latinos. They can go our website. They can see us there. They can see our Bible training. And it's not the Bible training we have. It's not about if you don't come to church, you go to hell. It's not that way, you know. If you don't tithe, so you don't go to heaven. No, it's not that way, guys. It's mostly about what we want to do with our divorce, our depressed, you know, our struggle life. This is mostly in Him focus, you know. But we see Stan Merson, he's in charge in the website of In Him, and he talking about almost 64, 63 countries in the world. They can go and see our website, you know. They can see our training. Not only people from Mexico or United States or Central America, some from Russia or German, you know, people from that country, they can see. Maybe they learn Spanish, I don't know, but they go and see our website. So it's a lot of opportunities, you know, to promote the gospel. And in our Bible classes this morning, I attended, they said one of the good thing in the class was very good, you know, not only one thing, but the class was very good, but they said we had the privilege of freedom in the world. And, you know, this is the opportunity we have to share the light of Jesus Christ. For how long? I don't know. You know what happened in the politician. You know what happened in America. For how long, we don't know. But this is the time, and this is the opportunity we have to talk about Him. And if you can see in your Bible, the book John chapter 1, verse 2 to 5. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and the life was the life of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful morning. Thank you for this wonderful weather, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful people. And we pray you are in this sermon, Lord. You are in this speech. It's not me. You everything is about you. So, Lord, you are welcome. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, why I choose this topic? You know, because everybody, we can see how the darkness growing, not only in one country, not only one culture, it's in the world side. How the darkness growing and growing and growing. And the word darkness in the Bible, you can find around 200 times. And biblical terms, the darkness is when people, they want to live outside of God, separate from God. God, you live in the heaven, I live in the earth. This is one of the Simpsons cartoon, you know. And biblical terms, the darkness is when you refuse follow Jesus' commandments. When we said, okay, the Christian life is hypocrisy, is lying, so we live in darkness. And you can see the decision, the politician they make. You can see some denominations, his decisions, you know, about the same sex, that decision they make. So you see, when this kind of thing happening, it's because they live in darkness. And the darkness, this kind of darkness we have today in the world, is the same attitude of darkness when in the Noah times. It's the same attitude of darkness and all the history in the Bible. It's the same. But each generation, they pay the consequences, the consequence of his decisions. And you can see the abortion, you can listen to abortion, you know. You can see not only the abortion, you can listen in the media what they do with the organs of the kid, you know. You can see and you can listen how the addictions is growing. What they show to us, one thing, is the darkness. And one of the things it is important to mention for me this morning is in Romans chapter 7. Yes, Romans chapter 7, verse 22 and 23. Here, the Apostle Paul, he want to do the right things. You know, he want to do the right things. But he had one enemy. It's the darkness. But the darkness is not outside. Where is the darkness? It's here, inside. It's in me. But we need to learn two things about the darkness. The darkness is inside in me, in you, and everybody, and every human person. No matter what religion, no matter what culture, the darkness is in our life. And the second thing, the darkness make a natural progress in the life. It's a natural progress. In the darkness, they want cover the light. When Jesus, he was arrested in Luke chapter 22, verse 53, Jesus, he said, you arrest me, you come with and take me when the darkness is the king. When the darkness is the king of the man turned incredible evil. And you can read Hitler history. You can read other people history in the world. How can evil is the man or the woman when the darkness is in your life? So some people they said to me, hey, Pastor Mario, don't worry. I can control my beer, I can control my drinks, I have control. They don't control me. But you can see all the result they have in with his wife and kids. You know, when people, they live in darkness, they think they have the control, but not. When people, they live in darkness, they go to websites and they see image they cannot, it's right to see. When people, they live in darkness, they only don't have only one wife one husband. They have more than one. When the life is in darkness, the darkness growing and growing and create too many problems. In the book of John, chapter 1, verse 9, we want to see here the true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. We want to talk about how John presents the light of Jesus is a victory on the darkness. And in this world, Jesus, he said in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. And this light of Jesus Christ is the only light that came bright on the darkness. You know, the problem of the darkness is not coming outside of the people, it's coming from inside. When people come with me and they said, Mario, the reason of my divorce is him, is her, is everybody, is the church or whatever. So in reality, these people, they live in darkness because everybody is his fault, it's not my fault. Because the darkness is inside. And this verse of the Bible, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness. You know, in the Old Testament, when people, they walked in darkness, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 1 to 2, we can read in this verse of the Bible, the reason why Jesus came to the darkness, because the darkness, they never come to the light. They never come to the light. This is the reason Jesus came to the darkness. I remember when I was a kid, I went to school in Mexico. You know, in Mexico, we have a school. Not the school they have in these times, you know, but I went to the school when the teachers, they have 70 students in one room. You know, in that times, and you only had one little pencil and piece of papers, and there is the material. Today it's completely different. It's a laptop and a very sophisticated system, you know. But in that time, I remember the teacher, they teach to us about photosynthesis, you know. And I remember the photosynthesis, when the light of the sun came to the earth and make a chemical reaction and the cells, animal cells or vegetables. And you can see how the light of the sun produced life, physical life. But you can see in the Bible, in your heart, how the light of Jesus Christ, Jesus produced a spiritual life. But you know, it is inside in our life. Jesus is the only light can win on the darkness. It's only him. And in the book of 1 John chapter 5 verse 12, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God doesn't have the life. John 5:12. In John 1 to 4 and 5, we want to see later this part of verse. But in the first verse I mentioned, if I don't have Jesus in my heart, if I don't follow Jesus, I don't have the real life. I have some kind of imitation. Looks like, you know, but it's not the real life. Because the only real life is in Jesus Christ. That's it. Why? This is the verse of John chapter 1, verse 4 to 5. This verse, they said, in him was life, and the life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. When we come to the light of Jesus Christ, and Jesus work in your heart, and you go back and you're talking with people about him, and these people, they don't understand you. They don't believe you. The simple reason is because these people, they live in darkness. And one time I remember in Marshalltown, I met with a person. He had a worship with some kind of idol, the idol of the dead. This is the kind of worship. And mostly drug cartels, they have worship with this kind of idol. And you can find in the stores. It's easy, but don't do that, you know. And when I'm talking with him about Jesus, it's very difficult to him to understand, to accept Jesus. Why? Because he live in darkness. You can see maybe one of your friends and your work, how difficult is he's married, he's in the process of divorce, he have a lot of problem with his kid, he have a depressed financial situation in his family. You can see the darkness, and the darkness he live, and he cannot see that way. We only know one direction can cut the cycle of the darkness. In the book of John 3:19, the Bible said, "The light has come into the world, but the people love darkness instead of the light because their deeds were evil." You know, the people, when Jesus came, the church, the Jewish church, when Jesus came, they don't want Jesus. The empire, Roman Empire, they don't want Jesus. The only society opened the door to Jesus was the society nobody wanted. The prostitution, the homeless. But this is the society open the heart to Jesus Christ. I think so. We are not too far from that attitude today in our society. Jesus coming to the churches, and each Sunday Jesus preached a sermon. And they said, the people, I am the light of the world. I am the only true in this world. And you can see people, they cannot see that direction. In the book of Proverbs chapter 5, verse 3, the Bible, they said, "For the lips of an adulteress drips honey, and her speech is smoother than oil." When the darkness comes into our life, the problem is growing. If you permit that the darkness is growing in your life, the darkness destroyer. Destroy your family, destroy everything. Until our Jesus light is not bright in our life, we want to continue have problems and problems to other problems. You know, Alberto, my son, when he went to Iowa State, I remember I was very concerned, you know, about my son. He went to that college, and everybody understands what happened in college, you know. And I remember when I was in one of the rooms and they explained all the activities the school have, they explained to us. And they explained others' activities, and they said it's very excited, it's very good, but completely darkness, you know, that activities. And they say it very open, very public. We understand in this world we live, the darkness is growing and growing and growing, and they don't want to stop. The only way to stop this darkness is Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Who is the light of the world? Who is the light of the world? It's not the government. It's not the public system. Who is the light of the world? It's him. It's Jesus. This is how Jesus presents his message in this world, and how the world he received Jesus. He crucified. He tortured. He killed him on the cross. Because the world, they live in darkness. And this is a question for me, for you, for everybody. What part of your life you need the light of Jesus? And what part of your life you have more difficult with the darkness? You know, when we come to the church, everybody bright. But what happens when you go back to work with your kids, with your family? What happened in that moment in your life? You know, in our trip to Dallas, Texas, we stopped at El Misuri, in one of the fantastic caverns. It's a beautiful weather in the caverns. You know, beautiful weather. Outside was very hot, but inside there was very good. 60, I think it was 60 degrees. And one of the things the guy, the tourist guy, he did is he turned off the light. It was complete darkness. Our eyes cannot see. You know, front of the guy was in front of me. My wife, she was the person, she was in front of me. I cannot see her. If you try to walk in that darkness, you cannot make it. If you try to do something in that darkness, it's only create problems. It's the same situation in our spiritual life. If you want to live a Christian life in darkness, we cannot make it. The only way we can make it is only to the light of Jesus Christ. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, this is for finish. Jesus, he said, "Let there be light," and there was the light. And Jesus, he said, each Sunday, each day of our life, we are that light. And this is a lot of opportunities today to bribe. I know everybody, they accuse the conservative, they accuse the Christian. You know, everybody, they try to say, no, you are not right. But this is opportunity we have. You know, people, they don't receive me very well when I'm not talking about Jesus. Some people, they put the door in my face. Some people, it's mad with me. And I told my kid, one day, kid, I said, one day I need maybe carry a gun. Because the people outside, some people, you know, it's not, we are not welcome. So this is the time when is the light of Jesus Christ's opportunity to bright. This is the opportunities we have. And the more important thing, everybody we know that hope is only in him. He died for me. He died for you. And he waited in the heaven for his people. He waited in the heaven for you. And I said, my wife, I want to go there. I said, my wife, she said, no, who want to pay the bills? God is in charge. Say no, Mario. And the best thing we can see this way. I remember one of the kids. And I remember this kid. He stand up in one of our reunions. And he said to everybody, I wanna receive Jesus here in my heart. And this kid, maybe, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years age, he said, I don't understand why my parents divorced. I don't understand why happening these struggles in my parents. I don't understand. But I wanna receive Jesus. You know, he understand in his early age, the only direction is Jesus Christ. And I think so, this is the reason we are here. This is the moment we are here for him. No matter what happened, you know, no matter who win in the elections, our best president is Jesus Christ. And our city is in the heaven. And one day we want to sit together, brothers in Christ, there. God bless you. We want to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you are the light of this world. Thank you, God, because you have brothers in Christ. They are decide be at the light of this world. Lord, give it the knowledge, give it the direction to continue preach and teaching and give our testimony about you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you, brother. Thank you for everything, and God bless you again. Dios le bendiga.